You're listening to SBS News.
Anna, who wishes to remain anonymous, knows what it's like to be a victim of domestic abuse.
It actually resulted in me not trusting myself and getting really, really demotivated from life as a whole.
The 36-year-old moved to Australia from India to study, and it's here she met the man who she thought was the love of her life. But she says after getting married, her relationship changed. And in retrospect, she experienced all the telltale signs of coercive control, such as being intimidated and isolated.
Things were not right from day one, but I could not process it. I could not judge whether it's, you know, abuse, it's domestic violence or what exactly it is. I was just thinking it's, you know, just a, you know, a part of being married.
Several groups representing women from multicultural backgrounds spoke at the New South Wales inquiry about the lack of understanding of this kind of abuse and the importance of community consultation and education. Dr. Manjula O'Connor is the Executive Director of the Australasian Centre for Human Rights and Health.
Cultural expectation of women is to be subservient. And so they don't recognize when they are being dominated, when they are being isolated. So it is very important to name it.
While some Australian states and territories recognise coercive control under civil law, Tasmania is the only Australian jurisdiction that has introduced specific criminal offences covering elements of it. Queensland announced last week it has set up a task force to investigate coercive control laws. Nimat Kabutli, who represents Muslim Women Australia, a specialist provider of domestic violence services, says criminalising the behaviour should be part of an integrated strategy.
Some women frequently report to MWA in their dealing with police and government agencies, racism and discrimination. So the importance of making sure that we have a community approach to this issue and not a corrections approach, which further harms women and pushes progress that's been made in the last two decades further underground.
Key representative bodies for domestic violence, as well as the Royal Australian and New Zealand College of Psychiatrists, have thrown their support behind the introduction of coercive control legislation in the state. The parliamentary committee is due to hand down its report in June. Lynn Evelyn, SBS News.